Happy Halloween. I'm Bob Labriola. He's Mike Pursuta from the DVE Morning Show, and you're watching Agree to Disagree, the show with the motto, I'm right. He's wrong. Favorite Halloween candy?
Hershey bar, hands down.
Disagree. Snickers. Statement number one.
Wrong
the
already.
The defense won the Redskins game.
Disagree, Bob. Defense did a great job in the Redskins game. Defense earns full marks for the complexity of the scheme that it faced and the attention to detail that it brought to its task. But I'm here to tell you one of the reasons the Steelers stopped RG3 and that Redskins running game and held Washington way under its averages for rushing yards and points and all that good stuff is the offense scored points, took them out of it by the second half. 27 points in the third quarter is going to stop a lot of people from running the football.
Your candy knowledge is very low, but I have to agree with you on this. You know, this is something we've been talking about for a long time. This Steelers offense can be a dominant unit. That was how you dominate a game. Statement number two, looking forward. The most compelling matchup Sunday is Ben versus Eli.
Absolutely. I think this would be compelling if they had those guys do punt, pass, and kick stuff, if they had them do the combine drill. So, yeah, it's a game against two teams, three phases on each side, two coaches that are Super Bowl winners, historic venue in terms of the Giants' history. I know it's a new stadium, but there's a lot of stuff going on here, but everybody's tuning in for Ben versus Eli. And I think the quarterback that plays better leads his team to victory, Bob.
You know, I agree with you, and that's something that I'm really going to be interested in, watching how these two guys go at each other, even though they're never on the field at the same time. And do not discount the fact that Ben Roethlisberger wants this badly, especially since it's in New York. You know,
you got a little chip on your shoulder there.
This will be the third matchup between these two guys. Ben wanted an 0-4, Eli wanted an 0-8. Rubber match
this was
Sunday, MetLife Stadium. Statement number three, if the Steelers don't turn it over, they will win.
Disagree in terms of it being a prerequisite that they don't turn it over. The Giants are getting a lot of turnovers, but they're also giving up a ton of passing yards. Case in point, last Sunday against Dallas, Tony Romo threw for over 400 yards in a game in which the Dallas Cowboys turned it over six times. What would have happened had they only turned it over three times? 500 yards, 600 yards. You'd like to avoid the turnovers, but I think that Giants secondary is ripe to be had, Bob. If Ben throws a pick or two attacking those guys, so be it. You're going to get the ball back. Just throw it over them then.
Yeah, I agree with you and disagree with the statement in terms of it being a prerequisite for the Steelers to win, say that three times fast. But I also think that one of the Achilles heels of this Giants offense is, or in Eli Manning's passing game, is he will throw you the football. I think it's incumbent for the Steelers to come down with a couple of those to at least keep the turnover margin even. Statement number four, win this game and you are a Super Bowl contender.
Yeah, I'll agree. I don't think you can't become that if you don't win this game. But 5-3 and winning a game in New York against the defending champs under these circumstances, I think goes a long way toward the Steelers regaining from a national perspective some of the swagger or respect they've clearly lost by losing to the likes of Tennessee and Oakland.
Yeah, you know, good thing we disagreed on that candy because the rest of the show has been a kumbaya song fest. I agree with you as well. You know, the Steelers need a signature win, and it would really help if it were on the road. This would be that. Plus, when you look at what the AFC has become, you know, the Houston Texans really, are they the team that's going to go 15-1 and hold serve throughout the playoffs? We'll have to find that out, but I'm not buying it, not just yet.
They will if they get some Hershey bars.
Or Snickers. Snickers satisfies. That'll do it for this edition of Agree to Disagree. For Mike Pursuta, I'm
Hershey,
Bob Labriola.
Not Snickers.
Thanks for watching. See you next week. And when I come to the door, Snickers bars.